gotta be honest. You post your cat on Instagram a little bit too often. You're always on vacation, and everybody knows that you sell lipstick. Oh yeah, Rebecca, you're such an awesome teacher. You tell me about technology and every brand new feature. Without you, I don't know what I'd do about uploading new photos to my story. I can't believe you make me laugh so hard. I split. Never met in person, but I still know you so well. You love your white furniture and groceries at your doorbell. We've got matching spirit animals, but we couldn't be more different if we tried. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, I'll be the tailor. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do. Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call. And it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved. Ooh.
How are you?
Good, I think. I mean, like, the so tired, but I have so much nesting to do phase of pregnancy.
Well, yeah, like, you haven't done anything.
I know. What am I doing with my life?
Well,
I like need naps all the time. I just literally woke up from one when you called. Well, I woke up to text you that I didn't ask anyone any questions and I went back to sleep.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so how many days until you have this baby? I know I ask you every time, but I always forget.
What's today?
The 11th.
13.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
It's crazy.
So did you ever hear back from that contractor?
Yeah, we're slowly making progress, but I don't think it's going to be done.
No.
I'm really bummed about it.
I'm sorry. Is it going to be worth it to still have it done?
I think so, because I think it'll add value to our house, and it will be nice to have a bathroom upstairs. Like, I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay.
I think there's a tiny bit of hope that the flooring will be done by the time the baby comes, so that at least the furniture could be moved in there. Like, the bathroom won't be done and the baseboards won't be done. Like, you know, all the extra stuff won't be done. But mm-hmm. I think the big, like, stressor is that our upstairs is just a disaster and everyone's beds are in all different positions. And we're like in this halfway moving state. I don't know. It just doesn't feel like what I wanted it to be like.
That sounds really stressful.
Yeah. And I don't want people in my house when I'm like nursing and recovering from a C-section. But I just feel like there's going to be no avoiding that at this point.
No, so, wow. And I don't think they want to be there either, you know?
Well, I would think not, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, yep. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's not over yet, but what's the phrase? It's not over till the fat lady sings?
Yep.
That's such a sad phrase.
I know. Where'd that start? Let's get rid of that. I can't feel like that's appropriate anymore.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so that's a problem, but we really can't solve it for you.
We can't solve it.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Is there a solvable problem I can help you with?
I didn't even think about what my problems might be.
Anything new with your book?
I got an official offer. So that's kind of new, which I don't think I shared on here. So I got an official offer that I should be signing as soon as they send it to me in the mail.
Okay.
And my manuscript will be due in May.
Okay.
And then I think it's another year after that before the book comes out. So
how prominently will I be featured?
Front cover. Kay. I promise this. Kay. Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. Love it. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I'm sure that was in the offer. That was part of your requirement.
I had to add it. They didn't come with that idea, but
whatever.
When I went
they
back
totally
in the
did.
Negotiations, I said, listen, I will not sign anything unless Emily Thomas can be my cover model.
It's good. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to check my schedule because I am cover modeling so many book covers. Cover modeling.
Yeah.
Not even cover a thing. Modeling. Making that up. Oh, man.
I know.
Especially with my nose ring. I got a nose ring, girl.
I saw this.
What? I have wanted that my whole life.
Does this feel redemptive? Because you haven't loved your nose for a while. You know, like, that's part of your story, right? That you've shared.
Well, yeah. Now I really haven't shared it. I don't think so.
Really? You haven't shared that?
No, you know way more about it. I'm going to have to take this out. No, you know more about that than anybody else does.
Oh, okay. Well, then take it out. But I'm personally curious.
Yeah.
Does that feel redemptive to like have a nose ring that people are going to like, look at your nose now?
Yes, because I've always wanted a nose ring, but I hated my nose, so I wouldn't do it.
Right.
Yeah. So that's how that kind of, I was like, that's it. I'm doing this. And I love it.
Oh, good.
And
I'm
honestly
so glad.
Don't even care if nobody else does. I love it.
So, yeah. It looks cute. It's really like simple and dainty. And
yeah, I wanted something tiny, but anyway. So yeah, I was at dinner with three women at this conference.
That you just met or you knew them?
Oh, no, I knew them. Well, some of them I had just met, but mostly I knew them. Yeah, and they all had nose rings. And I was like, you guys, I really want...
You just wanted to fit in.
Well, yeah, it was peer pressure. They're like, listen, if you want to sit at this table and have dinner. No, but there were several people who didn't have nose rings, but I was just like, that's it. I really have always wanted this, so I'm going to do it. And I know I would love to be covered in tattoos, and I wanted a nose ring, and my husband isn't super excited about any of those, but I knew that if I got a nose ring, I mean, I could take it out. I already had a scar there from a chicken pox, so it's not And so anyway, we just went. I mean, it was one of those things that was so funny. I was like, you know what? I'd love to do that. And then before I knew it, the millennial that I was with, who's so sweet and young and great. She was like Googling stuff and she like was on it, figuring out the best place and doing all the thing. And she called, and before I even knew it, I had someone who was like, okay, I'm driving. And someone's like, okay, this guy has a piercer and here's the place. And then we're going. And before we knew it, we were there.
So. You're so spontaneous. I really admire that.
It doesn't work well in marriage when you marry people you don't know. But no, I sometimes do things, and sometimes it's just really fun.
Yeah. So were you in, was that the one you were emceeing?
No, I emceed a conference, the Abound Conference in Tennessee. And I spoke on podcasting there. But then this was Declare Conference and I spoke on building community.
How'd those go? How'd your talks go?
You know, it was good. I realized something really helpful. I was the very first speaker at Abound and I could not see. Are you yawning? You're so bored.
So sorry.
My goodness.
You could hear that?
Yes. Let's be done talking. I'm obviously super duper.
It's very interesting what you're saying.
Captivating.
I'm just so tired.
Bless your heart.
Part of pregnancy.
No, I get it, man. It's good.
Oh, but I really am interested. Okay, so you were the first speaker.
Basically, I was the first speaker and I was really far away from the audience and the lights were in my eyes and I couldn't see them. And so
Okay.
I realized that I've got to be able to read the room. I got to be able to see some eyeballs or I just can't do it. Which is so funny because I'm a podcaster and I don't ever get to see people. But when I'm in
Right.
front of them, I change what I'm going to say based on if they're
If
interested
they're
or if I
yawning
hear
or
them
not.
yawning. Exactly. Exactly. So anyway, it
So,
was fine.
did you finish or did you like drop the mic and be like, listen, I don't even know if anyone's out there.
Yeah, I just
I'm
said that's
done.
it. And they were I was the first speaker, so they were like a little quieter, you know?
Yeah,
And
yeah.
so the second conference, I could see everybody's eyeballs. I love this group of women. It's my sixth time going to Declare. And
Yeah.
I was like towards the end, and so we kind of all were familiar. So it was just I don't think the first one went poorly. I just did not feel like I connected as well because I
Sure.
couldn't see anybody.
Right.
And it was like a topic. It was on podcasting, so it was technical. But this other one, I got to share my heart about like community and building community. And basically, I said, you need to have real life friends before you prioritize online friends.
Online.
Not that online friends aren't great. Like, you are my online friend who I've still never met. But you are yawning at me, and it's like, oh, I don't even know
It's
if we're unfollow. Just kidding. So, anyway, I have spent, it's a problem you don't have to solve because I just solved it, but am not exaggerating. I've spent 8 hours trying to figure out how to get my email changed from the ending being momstrugglingwell.com to
Yeah.
strugglewellproject.com. You can't imagine. I had people all over the world who are talking to me from Google, totally stumped.
Really? So it's supposed to be easy.
Was supposed to be easy, and they didn't even know why it wasn't working. And then, as soon as it did work, and I was so excited, I realized everything on my calendar on my phone was on the old email. And so I lost every single thing. Like,
Oh
my calendar
no.
is freed right up.
That's a blessing.
Kind of, except like speaking engagements and all kinds of stuff gone.
Oh man, so you had to start a whole new email address.
Yeah, because it's the ending of my URL of my website.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, that has been like I don't my brain is so mushy. Some people love like that technical, you know,
Oh gosh, no.
coding
Who?
and the people who do it, and I'm so thankful for them.
I guess that's true. Oh, I hate all those tedious things like changing your name when you get married, getting social security cards.
Yeah.
I like all of those paying bills, all those things.
So
It's
tedious.
terrible. It's so terrible.
So do you just not do it? Is that your
Pretty much.
it's a good workaround.
What I do is I collect them all for like a couple months, you know. They're like $15 from this doctor's visit and you know, like $15, seriously, you can wait a few months for that. So then I just pay them like 10 of them at one time. So like twice a year I pay bills.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, do you have like the worst credit ever?
I have good credit.
Okay.
Yeah,
That
does
really
that play
stresses
into
me
your
out.
credit? Doctor bills? I thought it was mostly like credit card stuff. We pay our credit cards off weekly. Well, not off, but we pay them weekly
I
and
have
then
no
eventually
idea.
they get paid down.
I just pay them all immediately, if not sooner. I pay my things early.
Yeah.
But that does make sense. That goes along with what it seems like it would be based on my personality.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so should we solve some problems?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot to tell you an update, though.
I need it.
I stopped selling lipstick, which means you need to redo the
What?
entire intro song.
Everybody knows that you sell lipstick, Rebecca.
I'm sorry. I didn't even think about it until I made the announcement this week that I was like selling all my stock off. Three or four people were like, have you told Emily? Like you can't do that. It's in the song. I was like, oh no, face plant, you know,
That is
on the
so funny.
forehead.
Speaking of the song, I got an email that someone just discovered that the words say we have matching spirit animals. They thought it was matching spirit enemas. I don't even know what that is, but so funny. So the whole song's out of date.
Yeah.
I'm not paying to get a new one.
Well, I just need to let you know that I'm
My
done.
goodness.
I won't mention it anymore.
So what happened? Why?
I just have too much now. With the book and then with the baby, I wasn't giving it any attention.
Yeah.
I still like wearing it. But I just don't want to sell it anymore.
There you go.
They promised me dreams, vacations, and cruises. And
we already go on vacation all the time.
I know. So I don't need them.
Great.
I don't go on vacation all the time. For any new listeners,
she's currently at the beach.
I wish.
Okay.
Tell me a problem.
Here's a problem from Kesniels on Instagram.
Okay.
I love to dress up in costumes if they're classy. She has standards.
Yes.
But my husband hates to. What perfect character couple can I convince him to be with me?
Chip and Joanna.
Oh, Chip and Joanna Gaines. Okay.
That's I don't know if that's classy enough for her, but.
Joanna is classy.
I would think so. But that's an easy outfit for her husband to pull off, you know, just get like a tool belt.
Yeah.
And jeans. And I don't know what else Chip wears.
Like blonde hair.
Right.
Wear some blonde hair.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm not against dressing up. It feels like a lot of work. And my husband never dresses up. Right. So we're not like those people who dress up. I would like to be. I would love to be the family who has amazing costumes. But again, like my kids won't get on the same train.
Right. Yeah.
They won't do it.
I know. I feel like the families who dress up as a theme look super cute, but they've got to be forcing their kids. My kids would never agree to anything like that.
No.
They want to be Pikachu and
yes,
Spider-Man, you know?
Yes. This year I have a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle and one of the bad Death Eaters from Harry Potter. My daughter's like,
oh,
totally. I can't remember which one. Who cares? A bad guy. She's a bad guy. And I'm trying to let it be okay.
It's fine. You got to embrace those young years when they don't choose and you get to choose the cute, fluffy little outfits. Costumes.
They were adorable things.
So cute.
Back in the day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's over.
My husband loves to dress up. I do not. I did for a while because he did. We won a costume contest before we had kids as Mario and Princess Peach.
No way.
Which was pretty fun.
Cute.
Yep. When Jonah was little, he was a monkey and we were like zookeepers.
That's so
cute.
Trying
to think when I stopped dressing up. Or he kind of did too. Although he's dressing up this year because Jonah is Yoshi from Mario.
Yeah.
And then he wanted Neil to be Mario. So I found an adult size Mario costume at the thrift store, which I was really excited about. So he's dressing up. Had I not found it, you know, we didn't save our like winning costumes, which they should be like in a glass case on the wall or something. But so we had thrown away our previous Mario costume. So I had to find another one. But had I not found it, I don't know if he would have actually dressed up.
Okay.
Even though Jonah wanted him to.
Okay. I think this year I want to get one of those like full body outfits with a hood, like pajamas that are cute.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I should want to do that. That sounds.
Yeah.
That
they
sounds
sell those at Target.
Yeah.
Something you can wear again.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And my kids, I don't know. I'm the mean mom who I've already bought the costumes. First of all, my mom used to make the costumes.
Yes, my mom did too. Yeah.
But my kids want to be things that I just don't feel like it's way more expensive to make a costume than just
oh my goodness.
Get it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So I went and got costumes for them. I knew what they wanted to be. And so I just bought them because they had just been put out. And so there was everything you could want. So I just brought home the costumes I knew they wanted. And then I don't let them wear them until Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, they can do whatever they want with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you do that?
I used to. This year, I let them just put it on. We sold these little trick-or-treat totes for Better Life bags. So we had to do a photo shoot with my kids with them. So they got to wear them for that. And I've just been sleeping all the time. So whatever you want to do, kids, wear the costumes. They already have chocolate on them. It's making me stressed out. But
it also really doesn't matter. Who cares?
It doesn't really matter. Yeah. They're so excited about it. What I'm worried about is they're going to be tired of it by the time Halloween comes around. And
right.
They want to be something else. But that's where I draw the line. Like, no.
Right. Okay. So Emily Supika is asking about how do you do candy passing out? Does dad stay with the kids and mom stays home? Or how do you guys do that?
Our neighborhood is really lame and ghetto. And it's dangerous to trick or treat here.
Oh yeah, you go somewhere else, you said.
We go to my parents' neighborhood. So we leave like a bowl of candy out at our house just to be nice. Because I do know that like handfuls of people will trick or treat around here. And they probably take all of our candy on the first little, you know, whoever gets there first, this thumps the whole thing in.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we'll do that again this year or not. But I don't know what we would do. I feel like it's so fun to do it as a family, to trick or treat as a family, that I would just leave a candy out, even if I lived in a nice neighborhood, you know? What do you do?
I don't care if anybody gets candy from me. I leave. I turn off the lights.
Yeah, you're one of those.
Thanks. Well, yeah, I'm not going to leave a bowl out for one guy to get the whole thing.
Well, you can put a sign that says, take one. Be honest.
That's going to happen.
Jesus is watching.
Jesus is watching. Oh, man. Smile, you're on camera in heaven.
Right. When I was little, we went trick-or-treating. But we stopped at this old man's house in our neighborhood, and he had forgotten that it was Halloween, and he felt so embarrassed. He went to his pantry and like dumped chocolate chips into Ziploc bags for us.
That's adorable.
So that's so sweet.
Man. So the cool thing is at the end of our, when the kids have done all their trick-or-treating, then all the moms, we all meet at one friend's house where we end our trick-or-treating, and the kids go inside and sort all their candy and trade them and eat until they want to throw up. And the moms pass out candy, you know,
to each other.
No, to the people walking by. We end at the friend who has the most, you know, widely traveled street and house. And so then we pass out candy and there's
music.
Where
are all the husbands?
They're usually in the house. No, or outside. They're just doing their own thing. I'm not really sure. It's different every year.
Yeah.
But I love getting pictures of the kids, like, because they determine which ones they think have drugs in them, you know.
Yes. Razor blades.
It's always important to find the ones with drugs. Yeah.
You have trained them well. That's a Halloween safety tip number two.
They sniff them like drug dogs or something.
Yeah.
The ones who have drugs are just the ones they don't like.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe you already have this question, but it sparked one for me. Mm-hmm. Do you let your kids just gorge on the candy until it's gone? Or are you those like one a day and then you still have Halloween candy around Easter time?
Oh, no. They can eat as much as they want and get as sick as they want. And then it's just less for me to have to deal with in the coming weeks.
Exactly.
And then when they go to sleep, I just eat whatever I want.
Exactly. Yeah. We do the same. I figure the faster it's gone, the better.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't want to be like, you've already had two today. That's it, you know.
Yeah. I love that voice, though, by the way. That's a good one.
Oh, thank you.
That's good.
That's my mothering impression of myself.
That's good. That you don't do. Like, you don't say those things. So it's really, it's your impression of moms who do mother.
Okay. Yeah, just kidding.
Okay, this will probably be something you could speak to. How do you deal with 90-degree days in fall? All I want to wear is cute fall clothes, but it's too stinking hot.
I know. Why do you think I can relate to this? You are the one that lives in Texas.
Yeah, but you dress cute.
Not now. You should see me.
Okay.
Well, yesterday was 80 degrees here. Today is 50. Can you believe that change?
Wow.
30-degree drop in one day, and it's not going to get above 50 for, I don't know, my AccuWeather 15-day forecast.
Wow.
So I don't know. I would just wear tank tops. I mean, there's no sense. I've been watching some people on Insta stories in Texas who are like wearing their fall boots and their sweaters and they're dying. They're saying like, it's so hot, but I'm rebelling and it's fall. So I'm going to wear this. And I'm just, oh, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, no, I definitely wouldn't. I wear my sandals as long as I can.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's a question. How old is too old to trick or treat?
Ooh, high school.
High school's too old.
I think so.
So that starts in ninth grade?
Yeah, I'd say ninth grade. Or whenever you won't let your parent go with you, then that becomes too old too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't thought about that.
I know. I was going to say 10, but I don't think that's true because my son's 9 and I still think he'll enjoy and want to trick-or-treat next year.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, my daughter's super into it, and so are her friends, and they're older. So, yeah.
But I do know, like, those teenage boys that come to the door, and they're barely dressed up, you know.
They just put on like a scary mask and grab a pillowcase.
Right. Yeah.
But here's the deal. Maybe they just need some fun in their life. They could be doing worse things. I don't have a problem with big kids trick-or-treating.
Okay.
But that's just me.
I give them candy. I don't shut the door in their face.
But you give them a side eye and probably talk to them in your condescending mom voice.
My mom voice. I mean, I don't tell them how cute their costume is or anything, you know.
I love that mask from Scream. That's adorable how I can't see your face.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're creepy. We had a guy, remember a couple years ago when there was like all those crazy clown things happening with clowns shooting people?
Yes. Oh, in your neighborhood.
No.
Right?
No, there were a lot of people getting shot and killed in my neighborhood, but they were not being shot by clowns.
Okay.
They were being shot by regular people. Okay. No, but like somewhere in our country, there were people being killed by clowns, right?
Yeah, there was one year Santa killed a bunch of people at a holiday party.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
I know.
Well,
but yes, I remember the clown phase too.
Yeah, well, then we had, in that year, there was like this guy walking around just kind of standing in yards dressed as a clown. Not trick-or-treating and so that was like super strange.
That's not okay.
That's weird. Mm-hmm.
Did you call authorities?
No, I was trick-or-treating. It was just weird.
Okay.
And he was like walking close to people on purpose. I think he was just trying to scare people, but he also had a clown mask on and clowns are known to shoot people. So anyway.
Right.
Do you prefer caramel apple cider or pumpkin spice?
Caramel apple cider.
What is wrong with you?
I don't like pumpkin spice anything. I know this. I knew this was going to come up and it was going to put a rift in our friendship.
We are hanging on by a thread.
I know, but I have to be true to myself and tell you the truth.
Now, have you just never have liked it, or you don't like it because everybody likes it?
I've never liked it. I feel like I'm drinking out of a pumpkin can. I don't even like pumpkin pie. I know.
Okay. It's all right. It's good. More for me.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a question. When, this is what someone asked, Seattle Playdate on Instagram asked, when do you start the Hallmark movies? I've never seen a Hallmark movie. Ever.
What? They're so cheesy. I actually watched one last weekend. Christmas one, but they have them all year. You know, it's not just a Christmas thing, but they get popular around Christmas. I think they do produce more Christmas ones. They're so cheesy. Sometimes it's hard for me to watch them, but they are also, once you start, you cannot turn your eyes away. There's something, I don't know, about it, addictive.
I have never seen one, and I'm so curious because everyone says the same thing. They're so bad, and I can't stop.
Yeah. Do you have the Hallmark Channel?
No. I was going to ask, where do I find them?
One. I know. My mom is the only person, well, not the only person who has the Hallmark Channel, but we don't have it. My mom does. So whenever I'm at her house, we watch it. I told you about the time. Actually, maybe I watched, it wasn't a Hallmark one, but it was very Hallmark-esque on Netflix last Christmas time. I think I mentioned this in one of our Problems Solved. I was trying to watch it without the kids around because it's like kissing and stuff. Anyways, Jonah somehow picked up in 5 minutes the plot of the movie. And he's like, she's going to fall in love with him instead of her fiance, isn't she? I was like, you figured it out. You figured all of it out.
Man. So do you just like in general really like watching movies?
Do I like watching movies? No, not particularly. I'd rather watch 2 episodes of a TV show than 1 movie.
Me too. And my husband does not understand why. And I don't know. I feel like I'm not on the hook for sitting there for as long.
Exactly. But I always end up watching it just as long as if I watched a movie. But it's not the full commitment up front.
Not as much thinking. Like the resolution. You get 2 resolutions for the price of 1.
Yep, that's true. I hadn't thought about that. That one movie I was mentioning on Netflix, it took me about 3 days to finish it. So.
Okay.
And it's not because I don't want it. Actually, when this baby comes, my dream is that I'm just going to sit and watch Netflix and snuggle a baby for 2 weeks and nobody's going to ask me to do anything. Do you think that's going to work out?
Well, I mean, the baby's going to ask you to do various things.
True. Yeah.
Where are your children going to be?
Well, that's what I'm hoping somebody can figure out.
Okay. That's a solid parenting plan. So funny.
If I just keep letting that wish be known, then maybe I don't know. Something will happen.
I feel like that's going to work out for you. Okay, so someone asks, Sandy Trader asks, how do you explain witches to your kids?
That they're just made up creatures, like monsters. I mean, I know there's like people who dabble in witchcraft, I guess, in real life, but...
But I don't think they have green faces and black pointy hats.
No, and I don't think that needs to be explained to your kid when right. they're
That's
7.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I've never like even thought about that other than they're not real. Like
it's like
ghosts.
A unicorn, like a scary
yeah, right.
unicorn. I remember when going to the grocery store was so scary around Halloween.
Well, it's scary all the time, but.
Oh, yeah. I says the girl who is not. The last time you've been in a grocery store was like 4 years ago.
Less than that, like a year and a half. Yeah, but why at the grocery store? Because they put out those like. What do they put out? All I can think of are hay bales and mums and pumpkins.
Oh, no. Like, they have the whole Halloween aisle, like, in the seasonal. And in my grocery store, they've got a giant spider that goes from one aisle all the way over to the next aisle. It's
huge.
It really scared my kids. Okay, so I have a question. I mean, the proverbial, the one that comes up a lot. I can't think of the word. When people say, like, oh, you celebrate Halloween, I thought you were a Christian.
Right. Yeah. Listen to last year's problem solved.
Yeah.
That was so sassy.
So sassy.
Well, I'm just afraid I'm going to say something different and contradict myself. So,
like, you shouldn't celebrate Halloween if you're a Christian. That would contradict it. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's bad. It's fun. I don't do any seances or play with Ouija boards or any devil worshiping after I go trick or treating. So I feel like I'm safe.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Dressing up, getting candy. What's the harm?
Yes. Okay, so ACA4Anthony says, why is reintroducing long sleeves, pants, and jackets always so painful for kids? Do you have that problem at your house?
Yes. I mean, I get it. They've been free. Their little legs and arms have been free. And their toes, like going from sandals to actual tennis shoes is
free
another
toes.
One in our house.
Yep.
They've been so free and exposed and I don't know the word. Now they have to be all tight and enclosed like sausage casings. I don't know.
Yeah,
I get it. Have some compassion.
I don't think she was saying like my kids are the worst, but just how do you do it?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean... At some point, they're going to get cold enough that they're going to want to, don't you think?
It's a survival thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I probably get judged a lot in our neighborhood. Like, go out without your coat. I don't really care. I don't think it really connects with getting sick. We did not get sick one time last year. Knock on wood, please. And my kids don't wear jackets until it's like snowing.
Okay.
Or if they want to. I've never been one of those. I was going to do my mom voice again.
Do the mom voice.
Wear your jacket if you're going outside. Like, I've never
been I'm glad like you that. Don't talk like that. I don't think I could, like, have a conversation with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and so I think also my son loves wearing pants all the time. He feels strange in shorts, I think.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. But he also wears gloves in, like, July for fun. So I just kind of let him do whatever.
Yeah.
You can tell we've been moms a while. We're just like, I don't know, whatever, kids.
Just let me watch Netflix.
Oh, I heard this really great parenting tip. Because I, every once in a while in the afternoon, I get so tired. When I pick the kids up from school, I'm just like, I have got to go to sleep. I know I could have done this all day, but now that you're home, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. But I don't do it on purpose, but it is a very real thing. And so sometimes I'll say, okay, guys, I'm going to let you watch a show for a while. I'm going to take a quick nap. I always say it's going to be 15 minutes, and everybody knows that's a total lie. Mm-hmm. I don't even set my alarm. Anyway, and then I say, but as soon as I wake up, we're going to clean the house together. And so they are quiet as church mice. So good.
My husband told me about this. He read it, too, because I was telling him how much I need naps in the afternoon. And so I tried it. It didn't work for me. But
no? He
said, you tell them. Come wake me up in 30 minutes so that we can clean the house.
So good.
And then They're supposed to not come wake you up, but.
Oh, it works for my kids because they're big. And, I mean, they get into all the food. They make all kinds of messes and they watch TV and they're so happy. And I'm
That's
happy.
Awesome. Yeah.
So, okay. I have a question. Here's my problem. It's actually my cousin Morgan. It's 70.
Wait, are you reading this or this is coming from you? This is your cousin Morgan?
My cousin Morgan's problem.
Okay.
It's 70 degrees in Arizona. My neighbor insists on burning nasty smelling wood in his fireplace, so I can't keep my windows open or it stinks the whole house up. Should I keep being passive aggressive or actually talk to him about it?
I think she knows the answer.
Morgan, make the right choice.
But I've never in my life heard of stinky wood.
Yeah, I want to know what kind of wood that is. I don't know.
Is she sure it's not like marijuana? Like he's smoking.
Morgan, you need to call the police on your neighbor.
Unless
because
it's legal there.
I don't think it's legal in Arizona. I haven't lived there for a while, but I don't see that happening in Arizona. It's pretty conservative.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Even Sedona?
Oh, no. They are way,
way strung out.
There. Maybe it's the wind from Sedona coming on down. Oh my goodness. Okay.
We took a family vacation to Sedona. Well, that was part of our family vacation. I will never forget that sweet little town.
It is super wonky, but fun.
Yeah.
But lots of vortexes and people looking for vortexes. Okay. Unrelated to fall, but I have a 9-month-old struggling to find activities for my 9-month-old to participate in. Most of the things are geared towards toddlers, and I'd really like to get out of the house in the winter.
We did like library story time, which was too young for him at 9 months, but I didn't really care. And neither did the library teacher.
Okay.
I feel like unless there's an age restriction where he can't go, just go.
They're probably not going to kick you out.
No. Yeah. He's close enough to toddler.
What are your thoughts on like the play places in the mall?
I went there a lot with my little ones. I know they're probably disgusting and full of germs, but.
Yeah. Or like their recreation, like in your town, like rec centers have classes for little kids. I can't speak to this very much. I really didn't do anything with my son when he was 9 months old.
Play dates are always good.
Yeah.
That gets you out of the house. Trying to think what else. I think just even going to the library and reading books, you don't even have to check them out. Just go and like look through the board books they have. And another thing is Barnes and Noble's train table. I think every Barnes and Noble has a Thomas the Train table in their children's section.
Okay.
We go there a lot and just let them play because they can pull up by 9 months, I think. I don't know. It's been a while.
You'll know soon.
And like, I know, play at a train table. And we used to go there a lot.
It's good. I think those are all the problems. We've solved them.
Yes. Every time. It's so exciting.
My goodness.
We're good at this.
Such a public service.
I know.
Okay, so next month we are going to be starting to do some problem solves based on a certain topic. And so in November, the topic's going to be like identity. So it's just kind of a hard one. But we're
going to... Yeah, way to start them off hard.
No, sorry.
If you have a dying problem... We won't probably turn it away if it doesn't have to do with identity. Or are you going to be a stickler? You're going to be a stickler, aren't you? I could tell by that silence.
No, it's fine. But I really would love to like discuss some identity type issues.
Yeah.
I'm trying really hard to stay on topic. But it's fine. If it's non-identity related, I'll be so mad about it, but I will let it in.
You'll ask it anyways.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a newborn.
I know. Whatever.
Next
so exciting.
Time. So my identity is going to be all screwed up. I'm not going to have any idea who I am.
You did not see this baby coming. You're handling it really well, though. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Well, I think we're done.
Okay.
Until next time, friends.
Until next time. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot.